Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Christy's Connection to the Soul. I'm your host, Christy Ayala, and I'm so happy to be here with you today and hope that wherever you are, you're having a wonderful day. It's late morning here on the West Coast and afternoon for all of you East Coasters and evening for those of you joining us from across the pond. It's the third Wednesday of the month, which means that the lovely Elizabeth Pendleton is here to talk all things astrology and angels today. And we're going to be sharing the scoop on the new Scorpio energy, as well as some important astrological activities that are going to be happening. So grab a pen and settle in for a really fun and informative show today. For those of you who are new to the show, welcome. We're so happy to have you here. Elizabeth is a well-respected astrologer, lightworker, and musician who supports her clients all over the globe in maximizing their best potential every single day. And it's my pleasure to welcome her back to the show today. Thank you so much for being here, Elizabeth.
Well, hello, Christy, and hello to everyone listening. So warm autumn welcome to you guys. You guys feeling the temperatures dip a little?
Yes.
Funny, Scorpio is coming, and that's, of course, the fixed sign during this season. Every season has a cardinal or initiating a fixed sign in the middle, which holds the energy, and then, of course, the mutable, which, you know, prepares us for the next season, and we're getting ready to go into Scorpio, which is the fixed one. And you can, I literally sat on a park bench yesterday, Christy, and watched the leaves fall. You know, I just, like in the few minutes that I was there, it was so beautiful. Just, and I thought, wow, autumn is really setting in. You getting that there in California?
Absolutely. In fact, we finally had a little bit of rain last week, which was fantastic and much needed. Yay! Because we are officially parched here and have been for several years. And it's so interesting because prior to those 2 days of rain and darkness throughout the day, there was not one, like, changing color on our trees, but just in those 2 days, now everything is turning yellow and orange, and it's so beautiful, and it definitely feels like a huge shift. Like, you can feel it. It's palpable.
Yeah, it really feels like it's happened within the last week. That's the, you know, same thing here. Yeah, absolutely. So, you guys, we're getting ready to settle in to the autumn of 2015, and, you know, lots is going on in the skies, too, and over amongst the angelic realm and all that good stuff. But, yeah, just hope everybody has a nice warm cup of tea and all that nice fall crisp energy is, you know, invigorating in its own way. It really is.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And lots of changes. It literally feels like changes in the air. So
that is the word. That's so funny. We say this every month. We do not compare notes before this show, but what am I going to title my article or whatever thing? And I kept on every riff of change. And I was thinking of the David Bowie song too.
Yeah.
I mean, that everything is forcing change. Scorpio, of course, is the planet of the sign of transformation, you know, but I mean, more cardinal crosses, mutable crosses. I mean, we're getting, and so again, we're covering the cardinals, the fixed, and the mutables, all in the crosshairs of these aspects that'll be coming in. So change is, you know, as usual, the information you're getting from the angelic totally is in sync, which of course it would be. The angels so are looking up for this planet and really trying to help us, especially right now.
Absolutely. Well, I know that this is going to be a packed show like always, so why don't I go ahead and give the messages that I've received for us this cycle from the angels, and then we'll look and see all the things that you have for us and hear all about that, because I know you have tons of great info for us today, as always.
Oh, yay. Well, I'm excited about hearing the angel messages, so yes.
Okay, so we have a lot of messages today, which I'm sure you guys can all feel the energy. Lots of stuff is coming up. So for those of you who may be new to working with angels, they're non-denominational beings of light and love who support everyone and anyone who feels guided to work with them. And the messages today are from Archangel Haniel and Michael. And we'll start with the Haniel messages. And Haniel's name means grace of God, and she has this really kind of lovely goddessy feminine energy and very connected to the moon energy as well as the emotional component and to the feminine energies within all of us, whether we're in a masculine body or a feminine body. We all have both of those energies. And the first message she has is that this is a time of tuning into your deepest emotions, even the ones that you may have been trying to suppress for whatever reason, and that we must take time to look at them, to work through them, and to bring them to the surface for clearing, because it's only then that you can begin to move forward and heal away old patterns, hurts, and ways of living that are no longer serving you. And there was a really strong emphasis on this support of knowing that we must release fears, heaviness, or self-blame connected to any emotions that you're feeling, because these filters, which lead to holding feelings down, actually create a festering, which will lead to more hurt in the long run. So it's really important to get them up, and if they feel really challenging or if there's any kind of guilt energy around them, this is the time to bring them forward. And she says, when you face your feelings and allow them to move through you like the tides in the ocean, you free yourself from repeating old patterns or living a life of pain, frustration, and disconnect. And then I was shown an image of someone feeling like they were moving through their lives on autopilot, but not actually experiencing their life, rather just responding to it. And then I was shown an image of a one-dimensional life where a person looked very similar to a paper doll cutout, kind of just moving through their life. And the message is that in facing your feelings, you can reintegrate into your life in a real, multifaceted way and experience all the bandwidth that your life has to offer. And she says, you must acknowledge the things that are no longer serving you and those that create any hurt, anger, or deep sadness, and let them go. And this means making actual physical changes, and that the time for change is happening right now. And I saw an image of sitting outside under the light of the full moon, kind of giving yourself permission to get quiet and taking inventory of the things that you may have been making excuses for or that you haven't been wanting to look at, and bringing them to the forefront, including your own contributions to them, and focusing on what you need to do to implement change and who you need to reach out to get that change going so that you have a support system. And those are the end of her messages, and Michael's messages really work beautifully together with hers. And his energy, for those of you who aren't familiar with Michael's energy, is really big, really strong and masculine, very supportive and protective. And a lot of imagery of Michael has him with this beautiful, huge, flaming sort of light and wearing even a suit of armor to help show you that he's supportive and protective. And he's showing that you can work with him to help cut away any cords of fear, any old pain or habits that seem to be weighing you down or could be contributing to you not actually feeling ready to make changes or able to move forward, that any additional kind of heaviness or baggage, working with him simultaneously to reach out to the physical people or to help bring the right people onto your path is into you right now. And he also says that he's here to support you in increasing confidence, in reaching out for help from others, while also supporting you in making peace with yourself. And also that this is a time to move through this big energy movement that's coming, to really to take the time to do this change that's happening. And he showed me that this is a cleansing that's going to support you in moving forward, and that we're moving through a really deep clean out as we approach the end of this year. And he says, don't fight it, just not worth it. Work with the energies and acknowledge the truth of where you are and what you need to do to make changes. He said, then I saw this image of someone in the ocean, and rather than fighting and trying to paddle into these huge crashing waves, he's saying, ride those waves. and then I saw an image of a surfer or someone who was paddling out. Instead of trying to swim under or fight the waves, they turned around and decided to float on their back so that you can move through the big waves as well as the gentle ones during this cycle. And he's saying, don't go it alone. Connect with support people and tools. So like the surfer who grabs a surfboard or the person who's swimming and then decides to float to see things in a different perspective and to get some support. That's really the key to actually enacting these changes and helping things to have a smoother transition during this time, and that it's really necessary in setting everyone up for a gentle and smooth transition into 2016. And I was also shown, Michael showed me that health is also still a really important issue right now, and that there's a strong focus on wellness, exercise, and eating really nourishing, vibrant, replenishing kinds of foods, but that's also part of this cycle. So body will support the clearing and healing of emotional hurts, challenges, and any self-esteem issues as well. So if you've been feeling a nudge to be kind of thinking, well, maybe I should increase exercise or drink more water or make a green drink or whatever that is, if you're kind of feeling that natural nudge, you're receiving your messages about this health component that's here for this cycle as well. And that's what I have for angel messages for all of us as we look to this Scorpio cycle.
Wow. Wow. Excellent. Excellent. And so, again, just so perfectly matched with the astrology. So, the first, the connection with Haniel, and I love Haniel's energy as well. Mm-hmm. I was taught Haniel's work with a Venus connection, so it's very similar, the feminine. And all of that. And we do have some nice watery aspects coming in. So let's see. So let's first connect with Pluto, because when we talk about, I know, fun, let's connect with Pluto. Pluto, has gone direct and is picking up its momentum. And Pluto is the ruling planet of Scorpio. So that message of face your truth, face your fear, face the underworld, the stuff you just, it might be uncomfortable, and we think, oh, I don't want to look at that. Where's the rug this week in the broom? Right? Get that under there. Oh, look at that. We definitely need to come out of that and pull back that rug and sweep it all out, because, Pluto and Scorpio then are about transformation, and there is no way that we are going to heal something without being able to look at it. And the nice thing about the sun moving through Scorpio and then Mercury moving through Scorpio during the cycle ahead is that they are going to make water trines, so all that emotion and that is connected with Haniel and that intuition are going to connect with both Neptune and Chiron over there in Pisces. We're going to have this really nice water connection where your intuition and your emotions, it's like if you don't listen to the intuition or you're maybe to where you don't trust it full on, your emotions will certainly tell you the truth. You know what I mean? How you feel about something, how you really feel about it. And I think, one of the things that Scorpio really enables us to do, and I think particularly those of us, Christy, myself, and the guy, you guys who would be listening, you're trying to do this quote spiritual path, that would be the Piscean. We do want to be love and light all the time. But sometimes others will really cross the line and we struggle. And I know Doreen Virtue, and this isn't like a plug or anything like that. Just for full disclosure, I am a Hay House affiliate, but I really like what she's teaching lately, because it's all about assertiveness. Like, where do we stand up and how do we do that and remain loving? And of course, those are things, as we move into the holidays, and all the family stuff comes up. So I love that we have Scorpio to come through first, Pluto to go, how do you really feel about Aunt Gertrude saying she's going to stay for 2 weeks? Or someone's mother-in-law, And, you know, so I think that, you know, finding that way, that holistic way and pulling back, but also before we get busy with all the holiday stuff, what I love about the Scorpio cycle, and when you were talking about that image of the moon, we get the full moon on the 27th, just so you guys have some dates, on the 27th of October, and we get a new Scorpio moon on the 11th at 19 degrees of Scorpio. So those of you who have a lot of stuff connected at 19 degrees in your chart, you know, see where that syncs up with Scorpio, or have somebody professional to look at that. But that's going to be on the 11th of November, and that's a very important day for setting intentions. Mercury, like I said, will be in Scorpio at that point. And so it's your thinking, it's your communication. And the day after that is super significant because the nodes finally shift. They've been on that Libra-Aries axis for about the last 18 months, and on the 12th of November, they shift over to the Virgo-Pisces axis. And what that means, the North Node talks about our direction that we're moving into, the lessons we're wanting to master. Now, in your specific chart, you really want to find out where your personal nodes are, because it's really your life purpose. And your South Node is about what you came in with, the skill set. So, you know, you can run free charts, you know, all over the internet, but you really do want to find out about your nodes. But when we are all dealing with where the nodes are, then we're dealing with issues on a collective level. And the North Node, moving into Virgo, again, it's going to connect with Jupiter. So the energy is going to be expanded and amplified. And that totally resonates, Chrissy, with your message about health. You know, how we've been talking about that for a few months, you know. Yeah. And there's absolutely an astrological explanation for that and a correlation that is, you know, just really strong. So during this cycle, Venus, and then Mars will finally move out of Virgo, but they are in Virgo for a lot of this cycle. So, you know, those health messages will continue to be very, very strong. So, and it's just kind of interesting because on the 12th of November, when the North Node moves into Virgo, that's literally the day Mars goes on to Libra. So, wow. You know, yeah, so it's like sort of one thing moves out of Virgo and one comes right in to replace it and make those Jupiter connections. And the other thing, when we were talking about the message of starting, staying, and then shifting, Mercury is, now that it's up to speed and running on its regular schedule, you know, it'll start this cycle in Libra, then it'll be in Scorpio from the 2nd to the 20th, if I have my dates correct there, yeah. And then it will, by the 20th, it will move on to Sag, you know, and on the 23rd, or 22nd, sorry, the sun will move into Sag. So, you know, we'll have kind of moved through the whole autumn energy, at least in our thought forms, but that period of the 2nd through the 20th, when we have that new moon, so important to do what Chrissy was talking about, which is the contemplation, the meditation, and the being loving with yourself and your uncomfortable emotions, because until you get to the bottom of that, you can't change it. And we have so much energy that is supporting change, and it's like I was saying in the introduction, we're supporting change from so many angles. And do you want me to elaborate a little bit on that, Chrissy?
Sure.
Okay. So everybody, there's something for everyone. So cardinal signs, and that's you, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. As everybody knows, Pluto is in Capricorn, and Uranus is in Aries. And so until the 12th of November, those nodes are in Libra and Aries, north in Libra, south in Aries. And what happens during this cycle is Mercury will be in Libra, so it will be activating that energy until November 2nd. But then just a few days later, on the 8th, Venus moves into Libra, And then, like I was saying, on the 12th, Mars moves into Libra. So when you think about, again, that clock that I think is an easy example for people, think about 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and 9 o'clock. We have a planet in everything but sort of the 6 o'clock, you know, other than the moon rolling through Cancer. But because if we think of Pluto up there at 12 o'clock, Uranus there at 3 o'clock with the south node, and over at 9 o'clock in Libra, Mercury, then Venus, then Mars, that is a cardinal cross. You know, you have 3 o'clock versus 9 o'clock, Aries versus Libra, and then at 12 o'clock you have Pluto squaring both. And so those of you who follow astrology know that the oppositions, and just in general, we know oppositions are squares are the more contentious angle. And because those are the cardinal or initiating signs, they are not only affecting the people with a lot of cardinal energy in their chart, or planets in cardinal signs, but they're pushing all of us into new realms. So in that meditation where you're like, well, what would I like to be different? And sometimes you got to look at what's ugly, you know, what's not working.
Yeah.
Like Christy was saying, you really got to dig deep. And Scorpio is that fixed water sign. It is an intense energy. And of course, you know, and just, I was thinking about this the other day and wanted to share, you know, before Pluto was discovered, the ruling planet for Scorpio was Mars. So that's why Scorpio has always been considered very passionate, you know. And so passion, just like fire, is, an energy that we just have to be careful with. So we get to those emotions, the things that we feel the deepest, and we let that go. Okay, well, what am I sick of, and how would I like it to be different? And that is the spark. That's where you start to create the new during the cycle. And Scorpio is a fixed sign. So as the Sun and Mercury move through Scorpio, that resonates with the fixed sign people. Now, the fixed signs are Leo, Scorpio, Aquarius, and Taurus. So everybody under those signs is going to, you know, resonate with this energy, and it kind of squares and opposes those. So it may pull up, you know, especially Mercury is thinking, you know, about what you feel. So it's going to hit those. And then the mutables, you guys don't get out of it without, you know, of course, we are moving, you know, we have Jupiter in Virgo. So if we think about the clock again, and we think about Virgo this time at 9 o'clock, and we think of Sagittarius at 12 o'clock, and we think of Pisces at 3 o'clock, well, we've got right now over at 9 o'clock, we've got Jupiter, Mars, and Venus. Now, of course, like I said, Mars and Venus will move during this cycle, but pretty late into it, the 12th, you know, the 8th and the 12th. So we're going to have a lot of Virgo energy. It's being opposed by Neptune and Chiron, which will stay in Pisces the whole time. And, of course, Saturn has just gotten into Sagittarius. So it's, you know, again, you have oppositions between Pisces and Virgo, and you have everything being squared up at the top by Saturn, and Saturn is all about, you know, it doesn't let you get away with stuff. It's restriction, it's the rules, it's authority. So and so even when Mars and Venus move on to Libra and kind of take a little of that emphasis, that's what we were talking about the same day, Mars goes, okay, I'm getting out of 9 o'clock, I'm going on to 10 o'clock. Well, you know, then the North Node comes back into Virgo. So we're just going to continue to have that set of oppositions and squares. So, you know, you mutable people are people with a lot of mutable energy in your chart. So this is the Pisces, the Virgos, the Geminis, and the Sagittarius. So, you guys are going to feel like a pressure and a push to change things, to release, to let stuff go. So, it, you know, there really is a collective, everybody's being forced to make some changes. And I just think what Scorpio does, like nothing else, it digs in so deep. It like grabs you by the heart and says, what do you really want? You know what I mean? And that's where we can see the light and go, I want joy. I mean, that's what we all really want, healing, reconciliation, and go. So then we start to map out, where is that in my life, and what would I like to see happen. And the other thing is we get to do all this before we get crazy busy with the whole holiday. And the energy's laden with Sag. I don't know how much lighter they're going to be with Saturn there for the next 2 years. I can see the guy shooting the arrow and somebody, like, pulling his arm back. But, you know, this time frame is so important for internal work, for going within, for deep clearing. We have that full moon on the 27th. We have Samhain on the 31st of October, the ancient Celtic holiday, for those of you who resonate with that. And we have that new moon on the 11th. So lots of opportunity to do that work and to really dig in deep and work towards transformation and map the joy or what you want to be different in the year ahead.
Oh, my gosh, beautiful. Thank you so much. Yes, it's such a powerful time, and I really love everything that you always bring to the show because it helps us to really have a good understanding of not only what's happening but how it applies to us and ways that we can affect positive change to move with the energy. So, wow, big cycle, big change, but also big opportunities to move, like you said, move toward joy.
Yeah, and so much angelic support, too. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So because this is, you know, as always, we're always looking for support and opportunities to, you know, maximize our best potential. But with everything coming up, how can people get in contact with you, Elizabeth, for a private session?
Okay, thank you so much. You guys can come to ElizabethOracle.co. So that's just Elizabeth with an S on the end of it, ElizabethOracle.co. There's a free newsletter that they can sign up to. When the sun changes signs, I post a new video that they can watch that goes into some of the detail. And they can check the readings page to get a personal consultation. And of course, you know, there are the ways to connect with me on social media and you know, I post updates when I can, but really the emphasis of my work is usually the private consultations and, of course, getting to do the video and the show with you monthly is sort of, those are some of the resources in the newsletter. So, yep, and any of those things are there at ElizabethOracle.co.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And I really, really recommend you guys reaching out to have a private session with Elizabeth, whether that's to go over your chart or to have a traditional reading, because as you can see, she has so much important information and can really kind of dial into the personal things for you that you're working on and give you some real specifics. So thank you so much. And if you feel guided to have a session with me, I invite you to come over to visit me on my site, ChristyMAyala.com. And when you opt in for the newsletter, you get a free instant download. And I would love to work with you if you feel guided to schedule a session for reading, some energy work, or you feel like you could really get some support from coaching or anything that feels like a fit for you. Oh, my gosh, Elizabeth, thank you so much for being here. It's always so great to have you here.
A pleasure. I look forward to this so much every month. Like, it's just like I love visiting with you, but also connecting with the listeners, you know, and you guys, the likes and shares and everything on social media are so appreciated. It's just nice to know that you're listening and all that. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, whether you're joining us live or by archive. We love connecting with you, and I love this show, too. I look forward to it every month. We love being able to kind of connect and get all this information for you to help you have a more gentle cycle going forward every month. And we really appreciate you guys tuning in, and we're so glad that you enjoy it. Okay, well, thank you so much for tuning in today. And as always, we are wishing you a wonderful day and sending you lots of blessings, and look forward to connecting with you for private sessions or back here next month. Have a great day. Bye-bye.